can you talk first about some of your concerns with the idea of offshore drilling for products like oil and gas?
We have a $500 million fishing industry here. We have the most productive fishing port in America in New Bedford. We have a tourism industry that supports over 100,000 jobs. So not only is this bad environmental policy, it could be disastrous for our entire region and really potentially our entire state's economy. And so I'm going to do everything I can to stop this. And also we have opposition to offshore drilling from our Republican governor, our Democratic Attorney General, Maura Healey. So this is a piece of legislation we think is going to have really kind of broad bipartisan support.
So explain the strategy behind how you might prevent offshore drilling from happening, because state boundaries off the coast only go out 3 miles. It's not very far.
That's a really great question. Of course, you know, if Massachusetts alone just banned offshore drilling in its state waters and offshore infrastructure on its state land, that wouldn't be very meaningful. And so it was about convening legislators from across the Eastern Seaboard, across the country, legislators all the way from Hawaii, across the West Coast and the East Coast, come together and announce at the same time that we are all jointly filing legislation in our respective states to ban offshore oil and gas exploration in our state waters. And also in some cases, at least in the case of my bill, I ban any sort of on-land infrastructure that supports offshore drilling and exploration in state waters as well. The intent of this and why we all kind of came together as a group and filed this together to really set up a blockade on the Eastern Seaboard against the Trump administration's reckless policies opening up our coastal areas to drilling.
Does that mean that neighboring states, are they on board with this, and did they file similar legislation?
Yes. In the next couple of weeks, you're going to see bills filed really in every state across the East Coast. I think the only exception is North Carolina. I hope that changes. And some states actually have already taken action and have already passed laws restricting offshore drilling.
There has been a lot of talk, especially here on the Cape, about the blue economy and the various mm-hmm. jobs that go with inside that. What would you say to people who say that offshore drilling could be part of that blue economy and that it would possibly create jobs?
Well, I want to be really clear. Our position is not that we are opposed to all energy production and exploration in the ocean. And in fact, it's quite the opposite. I mean, I've been very supportive of the deep water nation-leading wind farm that's off of the coast of my district. Just last session, we doubled the authorization for deep water offshore wind up to 3,200 megawatts, and that could power around 2 million homes. To put that in perspective, there's around 2 million homes in Massachusetts. As a millennial state representative, there's no issue that's going to impact my generation and my children's generation more than climate change and sea level rise. And we need to do everything we can to keep oil and gas in the ground and support renewable energy.
Well, Representative Dylan Fernandez, thanks so much for chatting with us about this legislation.
My pleasure.